So I gotta say, not too bad.
Yeah, I liked it better than the last one. I thought it was pretty cool.
I only had two problems with it.
Yeah.
One, I don't like double though. Just fucking do it.
Well, that's like at the end when he was kind of sternly talking to Harry and Ron. I would have been like, listen, fuck, I've done more than you've ever done, and I'm fucking 8 years old, or however old he is.
And he didn't even send him the sword. The Phoenix did it by himself.
Yeah. I better go help that kid out. So what was the second one?
The basilisk getting punked out by the Phoenix.
Yeah.
Are the Phoenix is immune to the fucking basilisk gaze or something?
Yeah, and it was cool because I haven't read that book like last year, so I totally forgot that Tom Riddle was Voldemort. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
You should have written, like, when you saw Tom Riddle's name, you just should have said, oh, yeah, that's it. He's Voldemort. And then everyone is yelling at him. Well, it's pretty obvious when you think about it.
That would have been awesome.
And just floating cupcakes, and the guy's like, this is sweet action.
That was nice. But one part, though, one part of the book that was a lot better was when you find out that Hagrid opened the chamber. Because in the book, I remember I just put it down for a second. I was like, holy fuck. You know, Hagrid, he's the good guy. He fucking opened the chamber and killed people. That just wasn't as freaky in the movie.
I wish the dueling had lasted longer.
Yeah. Malfoy's such a cock, but man, I love his whole family. They're such fucking assholes. And then when he's beating the shit out of that fucking house elf at the end, I'm like, yeah!
Kick the shit out of that little fuck. You know what, that were two classic lines. Can everyone see me? Can everyone hear me? Very good.
That was
awesome. If anyone wants to find anything, they can just follow the spider.
That's all I gotta say.
That reminds me, I'm at the chance.
I'm still fucking dazzling.
Oh, yeah? So, yeah, we could also add to the website that White Cowbell, Oklahoma, greatest band you'll ever see. But you'll be deaf for at least 24 hours.
True enough. And if Lemon hears this, you miss some wet titties.
Yeah, Lemon. Yeah, he left early. Wet titties.
Oh, yeah.
Sick arm wrestling. Although, did he see the naked guy? Maybe that's why he left.
I actually, there's a few times I glanced over, every time I managed to miss the wang.
I saw
a little ass, but no
but
wang.
You can't blame the wang.
No. You can't blame the wang.